integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Just say no to mammograms? Dr. Decker Weiss, Holly Lucille is out teaching. She's teaching the public. She's educating physicians. She's taking the information that we share with you on the radio and getting real specific with young doctors and with patients. And so I am going solo today, and I am here to talk to you about mammograms. Yes, isn't that weird? A male doctor talking to you about mammograms and leading off with the subject of just say no to mammograms. Let me explain. Are mammograms, first of all, a good thing? Well, the answer is they can be. Mammograms use an X-ray technology. As any woman has known, you have to press that breast very hard up into there, and that X-ray technology can see the calcifications up against the chest wall. And when it sees those calcifications up as the chest wall, it can really give us a point of diagnosis. So, yes, on that surface, mammograms sound like a good thing. Here's some other problems, though. One is ladies and some men, and breast cancers in men too, and I apologize for that. You have to understand that the way that tech has you pressed up against that technique that the radiology tech is using is very important. And when we look at mammogram studies, there are arguments that they're not diagnostic, that they're no good, that they just don't work to screen and diagnose patients. That's the argument. Now, here's the second piece. There is a question out there, and we do not have an answer for it. The question is, how many mammograms does it take to get breast cancer? Now, let's listen to how I worded that. How many mammograms does it take to cause breast cancer? We simply don't know. I think there's a genetic piece to it. I think there's obviously a lifestyle to it. You know, iodine deficiency, obesity, the toxic lifestyles we can have, xenoestrogens in the environment. But when we look at mammograms, do we just say no to them? Here's my answer. Yes, I don't prescribe mammograms, and I'm very controversial. So listeners, a doctor who prescribes a mammogram, this doesn't mean that they're a bad doctor. It simply means that I have taken a different stance on mammograms. Now, as a naturopathic cardiologist, I don't prescribe a lot of mammograms, but I do prescribe some, but I'm asked my opinion all the time. And they'll say, well, what do you do for early screening? I mean, is there something as good as mammograms? Well, there you hear about this that, hey, this test is just as good as a mammogram, or this test, it's just as good as a mammogram. Well, what is there? Here's the answer. There isn't a replacement for mammograms. There is simply no test that is going to do the exact same thing. What I do is a couple of things to make up for it. Okay. Number one, we do breast ultrasound. On the news, more and more, there have been things coming out about breast ultrasounds and about breast ultrasounds might eventually replace mammograms. Listeners, I'm telling you that every day we are trying to figure out ways to replace radiation technologies with ultrasound technologies. Every day, the Israelis are talking to everybody about a technique about that with ultrasounds that can dissolve potential tumors. That's where we're moving to. Mammograms, I think, will go away. It's just when. Now, other things that people do. We mentioned breast ultrasound. Breast ultrasound does not replace mammogram, but I use it as part of that early diagnosis. Second thing that's out there is something called thermograms. Now, thermograms are very, very different. Thermograms are breast technologies where you stand in front of an infrared camera and it looks for hot spots in your breast tissue. Cancer reads hotter than regular tissue. So therefore, a thermogram can get it. A lot of doctors will say to me, Decker, thermograms are as diagnostic and as predictive as mammograms. I don't know. And I don't really think it's fair to say that because there just hasn't been the years of use of thermography. A couple of downsides about thermography is that there is no insurance coverage for most of it. $200-$300 gets expensive. The main tool about why I just say no to mammograms, because of the radiation issue, because of the diagnostic questions about it, is women doing self-exams and men now doing self-exams. Don't forget, breast cancer is on the rise for men as well. Look, ladies out there specifically, and men, women and men discover lumps and cancer. This machines and doctors don't do it. We simply cannot have you followed around with a mammogram machine or an ultrasound or a thermogram every week. The key to all of these things is to get this handled and get this diagnosis as fast as possible. That's the way you get this done as fast as possible is by doing self-exams. Most self-exams are done poorly. That might be something that you need to think about. That do you really know how to do that? Do you do it the same time each month? Or are you somebody like, oh, I don't know, like my wife, who just in the shower two or three times a week, puts her arm up, puts her arm down, goes ahead, feels around in order to check for it, and then moves through her day. Minimum one time a month. Minimum one time a month is what we need to do there. So that's why I just say no to mammograms. I want to look at this whole thing again. When we're just saying no to mammograms, we are not just saying no to early diagnosis. That's not what we're doing here. We are talking about moving you into a non-radiation type of diagnosis. We have to start moving away from radiation. I've got a comparison about ultrasound in mammograms I want to show for you. Ultrasound doesn't always show these microcalcifications, these real small ones. Mammogram can pick that up. So now what does that translate? If you want to try and avoid the radiation from a mammogram, you're going to have to do a very good and very regular physical exam on yourself. You know, that self-check, lifting arm up, putting arm down. When you look at either technology, though, understanding that neither of them are perfect is really, really important. And let me re-say this again. Neither of these technologies is perfect. Mammograms, we have all sorts of issues with. Do they really diagnose? Do they miss things? And then there's the radiation. Ultrasounds can miss these little calcifications. But almost on a daily basis now, I'm reading more and more articles about breast ultrasound technology moving and slowly replacing mammography. Controversial. Just say no to mammograms. If you see that on the surface, you're like, just say no to mammograms. Does Dr. Weiss want me to get breast cancer? No. I am putting the impetus on yourself. Thermograms, breast ultrasound, and either together or not, and self-exams. And if you do not know how to do a good self-exam, let's say you're somebody with a deductible or no insurance, that's the appointment you make to get to a doctor to learn how to do a very good self-exam. In conclusion, no machines and no doctors are really good at catching breast cancer. It is about you. Patients or your own breast self-check will never replace a machine or a doctor. Breast health, that's how we're going to keep you well. Self-exams. Here at Radio MD, look for the blog. You decide for yourself.